seconds.
Water shot, 5-inch gun.
Major incident. The emergency is a major incident.
Washington, there is a rumor.
A huge explosion.
Against Japan.
As far as I'm concerned, a bomb has gone off or something has exploded.
Death toll from the mass murder.
Ready for war, sir.
Burned to death in their cars.
The atomic bomb and here...
Thousands of people. Well, what I'm seeing is a lot of very, very frightened people.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Hello?
Thank you.
Hello, welcome, and what a better way to kick off your weekend than with a dose of alternative music. I'm the Codfather, this is the Alternative Jukebox Podcast. It's a Doc H production in association with Smile Radio, playing the music that matters and paying homage to bands and artists who stay under the radar of mainstream radio. Dr. Inns is in the studio with me tonight. He's brought the PlaySlim by, and he's got bundles of singles, LPs, CDs, and I think he's even got downloads on his phone. If you want to contact us, you can do so via, what is it? We can tweet us at TheCodfather17 and SmileRadio3. You can follow us on that Instagram at TheCodfatherDJ, and we're on that there, Facebook, TheCodfather. Just look for this handsome young fella. So strap yourselves in. That were the Melvins. Good evening, Dr. Haynes. How are you?
Good evening, sir. Thanks for inviting me back on the airwaves. The Codfather set up a nice ambience here tonight. He's lit a few candles round me. I don't know if we're doing a sacrifice or it's Valentine's.
I'm going to slaughter a sprout.
Not quite sure, but got quite worried.
That's why the candle. I think I've slaughtered a sprout earlier, but that's another.
A lovely aroma in here. Anyway, if it was smell a radio, it'd be good.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So that was the Melvins. We do like the Melvins, don't we?
Yeah, they kicked sludgy. It off.
Yeah, that. Well, ooh, don't say that. The song was called "Go," and like I say, Buzz Osborne doesn't actually like the fact that they are constantly described as sludgy. So
they. But they are though.
Yeah. Well, there was a bit of Metallica going on there.
Yes.
This is a little bit of trivia I did like about them. They've had at least 6 bass players. They've never lost any. Just kicked them out when they've had enough of them. And one of the bass players was actually Shirley Temple's daughter.
Shocked and stunned.
Yeah, Laurie Black. So
top trivia.
Yeah, well, there you go. So we're going to move on with your playlist. We've got Rob Zombie coming up now.
Yes.
Rob Zombie. Who would like Rob? He's an American musician and founder member of White Zombie. He's a movie director, and he's directed such movies as House of 1,000 Corpses, Halloween, and Halloween 2.
Oh.
So there you go. And a man with a thirst for gruesome and macabre is actually an animal rights activist.
Straight.
And a vegetarian.
Oh, aren't we all nowadays?
Well, there
big
you go.
Big shout out to your brother.
Oh, yeah.
New vegan.
Vegan Velcro.
Just like to say, for the little ears, this is probably not one for them. So
there you go. So
listen away now.
Sick bubblegum, this is Rob Zombie.
Hey, we all know how we're going to die, baby. We're going to crash and burn. Motherfucker, rock, motherfucker, rock, motherfucker.
So there you go, that was Scoff and Nirvana, one of your favourites, Dr. Haynes.
Yeah.
Is that one of your favourite albums, it's off?
Yeah, as I was saying, we were talking off air there, and you're kind of not a massive Nirvana fan, but like what you said there, the ones you've heard, you like.
Oh, absolutely, but I think it's that thing again, the certain bands, when, and we go back to mainstream radio here,
yeah,
where the made a one song, you know, there's a lot of...
Oh, Teenage...
It smells like Teen Spirit, yeah. And stuff like that. Apparently was a perfume that his girlfriend wore at the time.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah. Smells like Teen Spirit.
Valentine's are coming up, folks.
Yeah, don't forget Teen Spirit, that's what you need to put on it.
Smells like Teen Spirit. Yeah, what I was saying there to you off air, Nevermind, that Nevermind album was absolutely rammed down every disco. If you want it to be a little bit alternative, a little bit edgy, that's what you put on and everybody, oh, this is great. But again, this is what we're all about, is looking behind the scenes, looking at what stripped back, and this album, I urge you to go find Nirvana Bleach album, and it's big ballsy drums, big ballsy guitars, and it really blows your mind. So again, we're putting some on the table, go check it out and let us know what you think.
Well, there you go. That's straight from the doctor. But, so Nirvana, I don't like this stuff. I'm just looking at some of the names that he actually picked before he got Nirvana. Fecal Matter, Pencap Chew, Bliss, Ted, Ed and Fred.
There's a winner. Just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly does. It certainly does. What we got next? Lord of the North. It's from their self-titled album. I'm trying to find Lord of the North, I can't find them. But I'll tell you what, we'll go to Mudhoney instead.
Oh, why not?
In and out.
Good
of
option.
Career. Well, I think so. I think it's...
It's live, folks, it's live.
It is live. They're a band that made the 90s grunge movement possible. And they laid the foundations. Yeah. Apparently, but the likes of Soundgarden, Nirvana and all them...
Yeah, it's a good follow-up.
Outsold and everything, so... There you go, this is In and Out of Grace, Mudhoney.
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. We want to be free to ride. We want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. And we want to get loaded.
We'll be right back. No shit. What have we got here? A fucking comedian, private joker. I admire your honesty. Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister. You little scumbag! I got your name! I got your ass! You will not laugh! You will not cry! You will learn by the numbers! I will teach you! Now get up! Get on your feet! You had best unfuck yourself or I will unscrew your head and shut down your neck!
That was Rebel Girl and Bikini Kill. They're a feminist punk band who were formed in 1990 and disbanded in 1997, and they were credited with instigating the Riot Girl movement of the early 90s. Up now we've got cult classic punk rock band, arguably one of the most infamously named bands in the anus of popular music, the Butthole Surfers, Human Cannonball. Dr. Ains is with me, this is the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox.
Yeah. listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
So there you go, that was Requiem by Gloves Off. Frank, you said F them vocals, and it sounds a little bit peed off for me. Apparently they formed in 2017 in Philadelphia, and they've built up quite a cult following with their aggressive live shows. Discuss, Doctor, can you do anything? I know your stethoscope was giving it some welly there.
I was proper rocking out there.
Yeah, he was.
I was saying to the Codfather there, me and my friend Dan Standish, we used to put on 3-4 bands every Friday night at up in Leeds there. And this is more of a performance. This is, you need to go see these bands. I can't see many people sat there and playing a full album of this and really appreciating what it's all about. You get to see this and you see the energy, it's performance, it's not music itself, it's a full
it's
act.
It's music you have to see, isn't it?
Oh, 100%, I mean, you know.
Quick shout out, Sheffield last week, Cathy Totem.
Yes.
You know, Witch Fever and...
Strange Bones.
Strange Bones. Yeah. Again, the performance, the energy. I couldn't understand a word He was singing. But when he's bouncing, isn't. And like you say, so always go and see these bands live. They're far more fun.
Get yourself in a mosh pit. Get yourself thrown about.
And frighten yourself to death.
That's it. Just check you've still got a pulse. Yeah.
Well, yeah, this is true. Yeah, it's. I think I've still got one. Right, we shall move on.
I'll get my stethoscope out.
Yeah, get ready. This is a Swedish hardcore punk band, Wolf's Brigade, formerly known as Wolf Pack, and they changed the name to avoid association with a Swedish neo-Nazi prison gang of the same name.
It's probably a good idea, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you're listening to the Codfather's alternative music discotheque. Call it what you want. I've got the Dr. H with me. This is In Darkness, You Feel No Regrets.
Rushing, pushing the land. before, so why can't it be now? And the people who are weaker than you and I, they take what they want from life. But oh, don't mention love. No, no, don't mention love. A rush and the push and the light that we stand on is ours. Your youth may be gone, but you're still a young homie. Hold me, hold me. Hold me, hold me, hold me. You know,
was Coheed and Cambria with the fabulous cover of the Smiths' A Rush, A Push and The Land Is Ours. They're a band whose music transcends effortlessly across all the genres of rock, indie, progressive, metal, pop, punk and right into classic rock. The Doctor.
Yep, so I made a bit of an apology to the Codfather off air because his love for Morrissey, he's got a bit of a twitch on now, even mentioning his name.
Makes me teeth itch.
He's not a fan of Morrissey, and quite a few people aren't, but we've said there, similar to Bob Dylan in his nasal vocals, Morrissey with his outlandishness and his if you're wearing leather, you're not coming to be gigs and all this kind of stuff.
Gig, apparently, yeah.
You can't come in, but it just goes to show, good lyrics are good lyrics, and this is
absolutely
a really great
absolutely
cover.
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. That it certainly, it didn't resonate that it was Morrissey
pretentiousness.
Yeah, it didn't, you know. I didn't, but same fine cover. Right, moving on. I really do like the name of this band, and you know, New York Alcoholic Anxiety Attack. They're a cult underground rockers from Bradford, West Yorkshire. They play authentic original rock and roll. This is Guns and Gods. The Codfather playing the music that matters with Dr. Haynes. Well, there you go. That was Lassiter's Pissed Robert, the London trio who make noisy punk rock, pummeling your ears with enormous riffs and potent drum beats. And it is actually a favourite of the Cod Crew's Susie. That was one of her.
Yep, got to keep the little lady indoors happy. She said, "Can you play this one for us this week?" And she informs me that the names from Lassiter's complex are neighbours for them, for those who used to run home from school and flick
it
on.
That Aussie thing?
Yeah, Aussie thing, yeah. Neighbours, all that stuff. That's,
all right.
That's why I'm not
is
in a
band. Is Carly still in it?
Yeah, she is, yeah. Jason,
is she?
Jason and Carly.
And Jace.
Bowser.
And Jace.
Is it Bowser that...
Oh, I have no idea. I just remember Carly and Jace being in.
And all them, I don't know. So so that keeps her happy, obviously.
Well,
keep rocking me back.
Well, there you go. Got some shout outs. People that have been listening in, subscribing to the podcast, which is www.thecodfatherdj.podbean.com. Well, there you go.
And we've
team
got,
effort.
What we're racking up now, 58 shows on the alternative. 59th, and 14 shows of the blues. And on there, there's a recent interview you did with Jay Mack, the photographer and comedian.
Yeah.
2 hours with a great playlist on that, isn't there, as well?
Yeah, yeah, there's some different stuff. There's, I mean, from Chris Christopherson
to
Dead Kennedys.
Yeah,
There's some Bob Dylan. So
yeah,
go check that out. www.thecodfatherdj.com.
Yeah,
so
on there, and you can check out some of his photography work on the gig review page on our website there.
Yeah,
he's got some great stuff. And if you want to hire him for any gigs or anything like that,
I am Jay Mack.
Yep, on Instagram. Yep,
on Instagram.
On that side of things.
He does his welcome to bar mitzvahs, everything else. Well, there's a train going by.
Train. We should have that for blue, shouldn't we?
Never comes on at the right time, does he? Not when I'm doing the blue show. It's always this one. So we've got a few shout outs to new listeners.
Yes, we have, yep. We're getting some great feedback, and I mean, it's always nice because when you're doing this, you don't really get any response because there's no audience there as such. Instant gratification, is it?
I'm not giving you my phone number.
You've lit the candles, come on.
There you go.
So, you know, they send us messages and comments through the old Instagram and whatnot. So, big shout out to Jim Royal. She's a new listener there, gave us some great feedback about the J-Mac interview the other day. Dave Buxton.
He ambushed you today, didn't he?
Ambushed me, and I had technical problems and he wanted to talk about the radio show, which is fine. Kellyanne is a new listener. I think she's getting into this kind of stuff, alternative music, and she's looking to go to her first big rock gigs shortly. Rattlesnakes, is it? Rattlesnakes.
Oh, right.
Do a bit of a mosh pit, so good luck with that, one.
Bit of slam dancing.
Yeah, and obviously we've put some high beat tunes on for Lucy and Phil, so when they're making the beds over in the Swiss Alps there.
They're out there, riding mountain bikes and...
Yep.
Eating Toblerones or something, is it?
Toblerone, that's all they have.
Can you send us a Toblerone?
I
love them, so we can dunk it in our coffee.
What we'll do is that they run a mountain biking company over in Switzerland. We'll put some contact details.
Verbier or something.
Yeah,
like
something foreign.
But it will be, won't it?
But yeah, they lovely Swiss Alps, and they put bed and breakfast on and mountain biking trails and stuff like that. So
sounds like heaven.
It does, doesn't it? Right,
right
on the street.
Right, here we go. Right, we'll move on to Mushroomheads, American metal band. They're known for their avant-garde sound, which includes heavy metal, art rock, and electro-industrial influences.
Not off.
Yeah, so here we go, Dr. Ains. This is the Clubfathers Alternative Jukebox. Mushroomheads, save us.
And it's hard, I ever wanted to believe that peace could grow inside of you, in spite of me, humanity. I hope you're out there somewhere. I hope you're out there somewhere. All alone I hear the whole world calling. hated myself. So many things I hate in me. So many things are so hard to believe. I can hear the whole world calling. I can hear the whole world calling me. All alone I hear the angels scream. And
well, that's about it. I do hope you have enjoyed this week's selection. Dr. Ernst, it's always a pleasure to have you in the studio.
It's always a pleasure to be here, Mr. Codfather.
Right.
Yeah, great. I mean, a bit self-indulgent this week. A little bit more off the beaten track from what we do. But, yeah, why not? Every now and again.
Songs. People want to submit a song?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we've got... if you want to send us an original tune, you can send it over to the Codfather... DJ@gmail.com, an MP3 format. You can either send it for the Folk and Blues show, or you can send it for the alternative show.
The email is thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Like I say, you can contact us on the website. So yeah. Right, so like you say, a big thank you to you for listening. Big thank you to Susie, to Smile Radio. Always much gratitude for what they do. Don't forget, you can check out the website for pictures and reviews. You can subscribe to the podcast to hear this and all previous shows. www.thecodfatherdj.podbean.com. I'm back on Monday with the Folk and Blues show. So come and join me for that. I've been the Codfather, he's been Dr. Haynes, and you've been listening to the Alternative Jukebox podcast, a Doc H production in association with Smile Radio. Playing us out this week is Five Finger Death Punch. With it coming down. With coming down. I'll catch you later. Thanks for listening.
Mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My sister thanks you. And I thank you.